Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Friday, as we wind down the week. Thank you so much for tuning into our program. With me in the studio is Leslie Johnson. Leslie is our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, also the director of adolescent services, and she has been with us since Monday, talking on the topic of roots of resiliency. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here.
It has been fun all week long.
It has.
And you know, I slow down when I say roots of resiliency because I want our listeners to hear what we've been talking about and not mumble right through it. But, you know, a lot of times they don't get to hear the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do this on Fridays. Can you give us a bit of a summary defining resiliency, its impact of how we handle traumatic events, and then I'm going to really ask you to give us some real practical steps on how resiliency can increase in our lives.
Absolutely. So resilience is so important because it does have roots, and that means that we can cultivate and grow resilience. So we spent a lot of time talking about how we could do that with our kids and how important family was, how important community is, in just the environment in which a child is reared. And we spent quite a bit of time, Christina, talking about the importance of optimism. I believe that's one of the most important protective factors, we used that word, that exist to cultivate resiliency, is what is the mindset behind the person who experiences the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the immediate mindset,
mm-hmm.
because, and that's probably a whole other week, and I have to say this has been a very difficult topic to condense,
mm-hmm.
because we could go multi-different directions with this. But, you know, you've asked to wrap up this week with teaching a little bit more about how to cultivate resiliency in the framework of optimism,
mm-hmm.
because it is the most important protective factor. And basically, optimism is feeling like there's positive outcome, there's potential for positive outcome from adversity,
mm-hmm.
and that there's meaning, there's purpose. You know, we talked about how faith really impacts one's sense of meaning and purpose. And there's such a thing called the ABCs. You know, you and I use this quite often in our sessions in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
This is the core of this is cognitive behavioral, whether it's therapy, teaching, whatever it might be. But teaching the ABCs of resilience is related to being optimistic. So you've got adversity, you've got your belief system, and then you've got consequences.
Wow. Oh, I love that. A, now slow down because I'm a little slow here.
Yeah.
Got to dumb it down.
Yep.
A is the adversity. B is
beliefs.
Your beliefs, your values, how you think about the adversity.
Yep.
And C,
consequence.
What's the consequence of how I think or the adversity?
It's multidirectional.
Okay.
So think about that in a triangle.
Uh-huh.
And it's going all different ways. We're going to focus on adversity, beliefs, consequence of that. Let me give you an example. You have two, you know, I'm in the world of teenagers, both at home and here at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so teenagers are my life. So I'm going to give you a teenage example. So two kids take a test,
mm-hmm.
a math test. It's a very difficult math test. And one, they both don't do so well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they both get D's on their math test. You've got Lisa, person A, who says, wow, I probably should have studied more. I don't really understand math. It's getting pretty difficult now that we're getting into calculus. Maybe I should hire a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to study a little bit more and not work on English so much, but I need to study math. You've got person B, Susie, mm-hmm. who gets down on herself, says, I'm no good at all. I can never do math. Stops taking math. Even though she wanted to be a math teacher, mm-hmm. she quits. Mm-hmm. And chucks up for the rest of her life, tells people, I'm just no good at math. Mm-hmm. So you've got the adversity, the grade, the test. Yes. Then you've got the belief system. I can do this. What do I need to do better? And or
I'm a failure.
I'm no good. Mm-hmm. And the consequence. Lisa ends up being the math teacher at the University of Michigan mm-hmm. and the head of the department. Mm-hmm. And Susie doesn't go to college.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's no good at math.
She's no good at math. She mm-hmm. can't do school. Mm-hmm. And so that was a basic example, but that's what we're talking about. So teaching the ABCs, the first key is helping children realize their feelings and responses to events are not caused just by the event. Okay? It's also the way they think about the event. Mm-hmm. So self-talk, we mm-hmm. say in this world.
Yes.
Okay? Number two, it's helping children practice identifying their own self-talk in situations from their own life. So just educating about self-talk and mm-hmm. that we do this on a natural basis, but yet we have power over our thoughts.
We do. And that is the thing we do have power over is we're going to think about it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then number three, helping children generate alternative, more optimistic explanations. So changing the thoughts. Mm-hmm. I always say when I'm working with my clients, their powerhouse is in their brain. And, you know, thinking, feeling, doing is something that we talk about a lot in therapy. Feelings, we don't have so much control over. Mm-hmm. Thinking and doing, we have complete control over our thoughts and our actions. That's where your powerhouse is.
And that powerhouse of thinking and doing eventually does change the feelings.
Absolutely.
It impacts the feelings.
Because it's multidirectional.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is good stuff. We need to take a break, hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil. And you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Today's Friday, the last segment of the week, and I had the wonderful opportunity of talking all week long with Leslie Johnson. Leslie, you are concluding on the ABCs of really moving through and practical steps of how individuals can develop optimism,
yes,
which eventually spills over into the level of resilience they'll experience against trauma.
Absolutely. And it can really impact your future dramatically. Mm-hmm. And that's why resilience is so important to cultivate. And we talked about teaching the ABCs, adversity A, B, belief system, and C is consequence. And it keeps going. It's a cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave the example of the grades prior to the break. And, you know, that it's a vicious cycle, and it will just keep going, which is why it's so important to work on that belief system, which is optimism. So we can teach optimism by challenging pessimistic thinking, providing encouragement. Role modeling is key. Using stories that promote persistence and optimism, perhaps telling stories, you know, my situation at home, we just wrapped up finals, and my son funny, I used the example. He got a D on, sorry, honey, I'm telling the world that on his chemistry test, and this boy, he wants his A's. And so, you know, I humbled myself and told him about a story of when I got a bad grade and how we used it and changed it. And so even just being real, but telling stories about how you move forward and set different goals, teach problem solving. Emphasizing strengths and acknowledge success is so important. You mentioned early on in the week the importance of self-esteem and self-efficacy. And really, that's what optimism promotes, is that we can do it. We have what it takes to do the job, whether it's success at school or overcoming adversity, overcoming trauma, tragedy. The more I use the analogy armor that we can build around our children, around ourselves, with consistency in our life, with stable relationships, with a healthy mindset and a positive mindset, all under the umbrella of our spiritual life, of course.
Yes.
The more we will be able to overcome. It's the belief that we will overcome. You know, I think the example I told you on Wednesday was is key for how I've overcome some of my tragedies. I had someone ask me, "Will you get through this?" It never occurred to me that I wouldn't. And that's the key, is to implement the message to our children that they will overcome. There's not another option out there. And I think the building the roots of resilience, and of course coupled with helping them be autonomous, knowing that they can overcome, that they have the skills, teaching them coping skills to deal with even everyday stressors, but particularly tragedy is also extremely important. And maybe we can talk about that another week, because it's so meaty, but really fostering that healthy self-esteem so that they're able to overcome and feel optimistic.
Is it not, as we do wind down here too, Leslie, that our kids need to know life is going to be tough?
Yes.
That preparing them that life will be hard versus the white picket fence mentality that, you know, if you do all the right things, life will treat you well. You can do all the right things, whatever those right things are, and you can fall victim to a lot of things you had nothing to do with.
Right.
But preparing them, even at an early age, not to the level of fear and anxiety,
right,
but showing them life is tough.
Absolutely.
And but you'll get through it.
Right.
And everything that you shared is part of that, building that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the takeaway this week, roots of resilience, that it's not a trait that we're born with. It's fluid. It can change over time. And we have a very big role in the lives of the people around us to help promote resiliency. Because with relationships, with high expectations, with bonding, with consistent boundaries, with life skills, that's the resiliency wheel. And it is fluid. It's multifaceted. It's not stagnant. It can be learned, and it's pliable.
And a wheel moves forward,
and you can make a difference.
You can make a difference. Thank you so much, Leslie, for being with us all week long. I want to encourage our listeners to visit our webpage at perspectivesoftroy.com. Our office number is coming up here shortly. Jot it down. If you have questions, give us a call. We have therapists here that can help you in this area or in many other areas. So we're just so thankful that you were with us all week long. Thank you again, Leslie.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Until Monday.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.